You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hi there, welcome to a cold and wet Broadwood Stadium. It's your update and review, rather, for this afternoon's Rangers women's match against Dundee United, where they ran out a very comfortable and convincing 9-0 victor at home. Joining me here to talk about it, Scott Patterson and Kendall Matthews. Hi Kendall, how are you?
I am wonderful. Cold, but great entertainment, so good.
Yeah, it is quite cold here at Broadway. We're literally the last people in the stadium just now. There's some bits and pieces going around. They're being tidied up, certainly, and it's cold. It could be about to be very dark, so we'll give you 10 minutes of our time just to talk through the afternoon today. Listen, it was a Scottish Cup tie. Today, lots to look forward to. We know that they've played Dundee United. The Leeds have played Dundee United before a little earlier in January and were extremely convincing, Kendall. Mm-hmm. Today, it was probably much of the same.
It was. I think particularly in the first half, there was a couple of changes to the team and you couldn't really tell that. It was noticeable, I thought, in the first half, we were spending a lot of time, and Joe Porter was shouting from the sidelines as well, that very much she wanted to the control of the midfield and then to time where the incisive passes, etc. were gone. And I thought that's very much what happened, and we tortured them down the wings, yeah. In particular, Brogan Hay, I thought was excellent today,
100%.
Scott.
Yeah, we obviously saw a lot of rotation. Brogan Hay came into the team, Jodie McCleary came back into the team, you had the sort of standard guys up front. You had the Jane Ross playing in the pocket with Rachel Rowe just feeding ammunition as best as he can. Finished 9-0, goal spread right across the team. Rowe, Austin, Hay, Hill, Jane Ross got a double. Martinez, who will come to shortly, also scored, as did Emile Colley, scored the ninth goal, a wonderful looping header towards the end of the match. I do want to speak a little bit about Olivia McLaughlin today. Who I thought was excellent. Played for an hour, was one of the subs that was made in the second half, but overall, and we've not long spoke to Joe Porter, and she backed this up. She was really impressed with her contribution this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, you would never know it was she was just in the team. She hit the ground running. She looks like she's been there for all season, and she got her first goal. So, I mean, I don't think you can have much better days than that when you're coming into the team.
And it was a perler as well, wasn't it?
It was a great effort.
Some of the youth in the team just now, Kendall, are supplemented, and I won't say by older players, but by more experienced players for sure, Nick Dock. But I do want to focus on Tess Medag. Mm-hmm. We've seen her previously play as the central player of the three, potentially in a back three. Today we've seen her in her natural habitat, if you like, playing in midfield. In the first half, she was excellent, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she's just a class operator. And we were actually talking during the game about this, and every time the ball was going to get past her, every time you looked into the centre of the pitch, she was in an acre of space. She just has this natural thing where she's able to find space for herself. She never looks rushed in midfield. She always finds the right pass. Just so impressed. Well, she's a Rolls-Royce player. Absolutely loved this.
And of course, we've seen the other part of her game where indeed, at half-time, Joe Porter made the change. She took off Rachel Rowe and Cathy Hill, and for 15 minutes or so as part of that second half, Tess had to move back into that sort of centre position of the three and looked equally as comfortable playing there as what she did in the first half, playing her natural position, if you like.
Yeah, and they were, you know, they did press at times in the second half under United because Tess wasn't in the midfield. So in turn, that kind of put a little bit of pressure more on her back four. And Tess, again, just strolled through it. No real, I don't even think they had a shot.
No, they didn't. I think when we saw Vic Essien come out at half-time and she was rolling up with Jenna Fife before the second half started. And I genuinely think it was one of the first occasions she's actually touched the ball. First half, Rangers were incredibly comfortable. Good to watch. I thought the product on the grass today was really, really good.
Yeah.
It was good to see. And I thought we saw a lot of positivity from the team today. Glasgow City, of course, went out of the Scottish Cup earlier on this afternoon, which, of course, opens up a bit of a pathway for Rangers to hopefully progress looking further and further ahead to the end of the season towards a final. They've already got the Glasgow Cup. Joe is into the final against Partick Thistle of the Sky Sports Cup a little later in March. There's lots of things aligning for Joe Botta and this management team, this group of players just now. There's lots to be excited about from a Rangers women's perspective.
There is, and again, I can't stress how impressed I've been by Joe Potter coming in as well. I think it says so much. And I think it's so helpful, something, you know, that we look at. She's an ex, you know, England international. She understands what women's football is about. She understands what the players are going through, etc. And we put her in place. And I could not have been more impressed with her. She's obviously just spent a few minutes speaking to yourself there. And she's such an intelligent, person and manager.
Yeah.
But we spent some time watching her on the sidelines during the game there. And she's just coaching them constantly through the game.
Yeah.
And yeah, an absolute tremendous thing. So it's coming from her. It shows on the pitch. And I think, you know, we can win everything this year.
One of the things that's really impressed me, and I asked her about it directly, I was concerned, I think I said to you before the match started, I was concerned that the cup game potentially acts as a distraction, considering we now have the 6-point gap over second place. Mm-hmm. And I asked her if she felt that there was a potential for that to become not a problem as such, but maybe a bit of noise in the changing room, how it affects dynamic, how players are preparing. She was quite straightforward in her response. I felt she was quite clear that it's not something they're considering just now.
No, absolutely. Anyway, she was. It's a great watch, actually. If you've not actually clicked on that to have a watch that interview, then please do so. But she was talking about it's a chance to try some things. So okay, we're not going to. You know, throw everything, the baby out of the bathwater and change everything at once. But we'll try a couple of things. And we saw that today. And and a lot of them worked, and especially in that first half. Second half became a bit more compressed. And then again, you could see her changing the tactics throughout the day, changing the personnel. And then Nick Docherty, I thought, came into her own in the last 10 minutes as well across the back line. So, yeah, very, very, very impressed. And I think she has got the eye in the ball. Full steam ahead for all competitions.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're looking at, and I've spoke to Claire Gemmell on our podcast for our January update, and one of the things I suggested was if this group of players are maybe as good as a support as we've seen, I think it is clear agreed. And when you look at maybe previous squads that have been and gone, I don't think they're up to the standard of what we're seeing just now. There's quality right across the pitch, the quality in every position, as far as I'm concerned. We saw Rachel Rowe score the first goal today, played 45 minutes and came off. They've got the luxury of resting her now ahead of a couple of really big league matches to come. Hearts here at Broadwood on Wednesday night. And of course, you've got the Old Firm to look forward to when they all get the chance to gather up at Ibrox and get that wonderful opportunity to play at a great stadium. So there's lots to look forward to from a league perspective. Do you think that with these two big games, Hearts have been all right this season? I think they're probably the next big sort of contenders outside ourselves, Celtic and Glasgow City. It'll be interesting to see how they deal with that conundrum midweek, because again, it's a different challenge from the one they faced today.
It is, but we've got players to come back in. We've got a freshness that can come back in. I think the passages of play, the actual tactics that we're seeing, I think we're in a good place to fight on all fronts, and I think that freshness is really going to help that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. There's players that can come in. We saw Chelsea Cornet, who I have to say, wonderful by the club today, recognised her 100th appearance at the weekend past.
I was pleased she got in the second half because of that.
Absolutely, right? 100%. I couldn't agree more. It was really good to see. She's one of a cluster of players in the last sort of month or so that have reached that accolade, which is a huge deal for them personally, but I think for the club, they deserve a lot of sort of credit for pushing the girls to that standard, and when they get to that sort of range of 100 games, awarding them. I thought it was really good to see that. Chelsea, of course, never started today. She can probably start on Wednesday. I'm not entirely sure of the fitness of Kirsty McLean. Hopefully she gets the chance to come in. I think we're now at a stage where a lot of games to come, and the ability to rotate for Joe Potter, I think, between now and particularly the Celtic game is going to be really important.
Yeah, completely. I completely agree with that. We saw a few players come off fairly early in the game, a couple of changes at half-time, a couple of changes reasonably early in the second half, and that's just what that is. That's just protecting players.
Yeah.
One eye in the next couple of games, a couple of home games as well, which is always positive, and, you know, really the Old Firm game, the lift they'll get from playing at Ibrox, etc., and the excitement and that will be generated, etc., you would hope would get them through that anyway.
Yeah.
But they certainly look in a good place.
Yeah, listen, they absolutely do. I've said it before, and I sent Claire Gemmell again on the monthly update in January. I think they've got a great chance to win the lot this year. I really, really do. I think they're in a fantastic position. Kendall, always good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.
And you. It's been a great day, and thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. If you are listening to us on any of our audio channels, wherever you can get us, please like and leave a comment, and we will be back with the next available opportunity that we can. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.